Hi, I'm Bob Wells, and I'd like to welcome you to The Path, sponsored by Keystone Partners Group, the show that explores the path followed by the best and brightest in the real estate industry, those who've gone from zero to hero in record time. Today, I'm very excited to be the guest host on The Path because we've had so many people that were excited to know a little bit more about the show's host, Usha Patel. Usha, I'm very, very excited to be the host today and have you in the hot seat. Good to have you here today.
Thanks for taking the time to really discuss The Path.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Just as a little background information for our audience, Usha, you're an amazing coach. First of all, you are a nurse. You're a scuba instructor. You're a strategic intervention coach. I understand you're a senior leader with the Anthony Robbins organization, and you serve Keystone Partners Group as the director of productivity coaching, right?
That's correct.
15 locations. You have 9 on-site coaches serving 1,300 plus agents.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
It's been an amazing journey. Yeah. Lots of opportunities. I'm very grateful for the partners that I have with Keystone Partners Group. Mm-hmm. I never really realized, that I would actually be on this path, and coaching being a really big part of it.
Yeah. So on The Path, we're looking at the path you followed today.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a couple of different areas that I'm sure that our audience is really excited to learn about. I think one area would be your background. Another would be kind of the benefits of coaching to agents in general or to anyone that's high performing in any field, really. I'd love to learn more about a coach's life, and I think our audience would too, and certainly about what it would entail becoming a coach. I think some people in our audience might be saying, wow, that's an interesting career path in real estate, and maybe it could be something for me. So we'll talk about that too.
I'm excited to share.
Yeah. So let's start by you sharing with the audience maybe kind of the structure of your coaching program within Keystone Partners Group.
How that all got started was, we knew that the markets in real estate shift. So it was 2004 when I really became affiliated with Keystone Partners Group. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I actually had my own real estate business. I was with a previous company. I started my real estate business in 1998, mm-hmm. And really built it up to where I really wanted it to be with my partner.
Yeah, and, you had a mega agent team.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. One of my criteria was to be able to have time off. I'm from England. Mm-hmm. We have time, more vacation holidays. So 8 weeks off was one of the things. And so how would I structure that? Mm-hmm. One of the things that I did do as I started with my real estate career was hire a coach. Mm-hmm. I attended a by referral only event, and very quickly I signed up.
That's with Joe Stumpf.
Joe Stumpf, right? Yeah. Yes. I have to admit, he was a really big part of me getting that coaching. I don't know what the word is, but I really became very hooked on, not even hooked, but really relying on having a coach mm-hmm. in my corner.
So how long was it from the day you started real estate to the time that you had a coach?
Within 6 months, I hired a coach.
No, this is not someone free that your company provided. This is someone that you actually hired.
No, I hired the coach simply because I wanted to make sure that I would be able to reach my goals. Hmm. And what I found was I really did not want to take a lot of direction from my husband.
Mm-hmm. I can see why.
Which is really very important for people who are working together, sure. A husband-wife team.
Strange I really dynamics think that, sometimes there.
That's right, yeah. And I think a coach can really help you stay focused on what your goals are and also the team goals. So that way you would be able to really focus and have clarity to be able to take action for the results that you're looking for.
I could see why you're so passionate about coaching, having immediately engaged that yourself and not only recommending that to other people, I'm sure more than once. So let's fast forward that and look at today. Today, you are the director of productivity coaching.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What is your responsibility, your role?
Well, so what that means is we currently have 9 offices with business centers as well. And I have a coach in every single office. My vision was that, you know, every agent that became a part of Keystone Partners Group, Keller Williams offices, would have what I was able to have when I first started in real estate. And that would be a coach that would help them stay focused on the dollar productive activities, a coach that would help them really look at what their goals were and what the plan and the path would be for them for their success. And, you know, we created a program that it wasn't something that would be an upfront investment for them as much an ongoing investment. So it was a win-win for them, and it would allow them to have a productivity coach in their corner. So my role is the 9 productivity coaches that I have as part of my team. We serve 300 plus agents, and collectively, our goal is to be able to serve them so that they can have, you know, direction to build a really good, solid foundation. So their business would not just survive, but would thrive, you know, regardless of what markets we're going to be in.
So this was a vision that you had many years ago that actually has come to fruition at this point, correct?
Well, it wasn't really easy because I started in 2007, and that was the time of the market, especially in the Lehigh Valley, in our area in Pennsylvania, that we were already going through the down market. And of course, throughout the country, everywhere, 2008, 2009. So 2007 was when I started the coaching program, and we had a few of our offices that had a productivity coach. I had the good fortune of going to Keller Williams International and being with Diana Kokoska, who also launched the productivity coaching programs from the Keller Williams International perspective.
Through Mega Agent Productivity Systems.
That's right, yes. Mm. So it was really cool to be there with about 30 people and get so much direction on what coaching really is and how we could really support our agents. Mm. So 2007... I launched a program in our Allentown office, and then quickly we had a productivity coach for that office. And then in 2008, I was in our Bethlehem office in the Northampton County office, where I really launched the program with no agents to 20 agents in less than a year, and really getting them into production even during the down market. We really focused on dollar productive activities. And what I was grateful for was obviously at that time I hired a coach through MAPS Coaching, a lot of direction from Diana Kokoska, really helping me to look at what it was, what was going to be required for us to be able to be great role models for our agents for success. And it was just wonderful to be having so much direction and support from Keystone Partners Group in the very beginning with my partner, Mike Campo. I'm really grateful that he had, saw the potential of what I would have to be able to do this. So with a lot of that support and ongoing weekly coaching from him as well, I've been able to create these programs that are very, very successful today.
So you had an opportunity to launch a number of programs and also to hire the people that would eventually replace you as professional coaches in those offices as well.
Yes, in the Bethlehem office, once I had the program up and running, I was able to hire someone that would then become the productivity coach for that office. And with so many different offices, it was really necessary for me to move to one of our other offices, which was in the Poconos, and that was 2009. And again, that market was pretty tough market, I absolutely loved coaching some of the agents there. In fact, today we've got some agents that I coach who are top agents in that area. And it makes me feel really good that I was a part of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. You know, you've set such a great example for so many people. First of all, you've been coached by a number of mega agent productivity systems coaches, which I know have had huge impacts on your career in so many ways. You've been coached by some of the top elite coaches at Anthony Robbins. You've had other opportunities to be coached by in the early stages of your career, also by Joe Stumpf's organization.
Yes.
So it's an example that really everyone can follow. Let's look at that for a minute and say, okay, an agent today, maybe they're just coming into the real estate industry, okay, or they've been in the real estate industry for a year or so, and they're just not seeing the kind of results that they want. Does being coached put money in an agent's pocket?
You know, one of the gifts that I really received, you know, starting with Keystone Partners Group and Keller Williams really, was the importance of personal growth and professional growth combined. You know, you would really have a lot of success. Mm-hmm. You really work hard towards growing personally and professionally, your business is going to grow. And so coaching is just part of that. I mean, we can all have a lot of training. We can read a lot of books. And yet if we don't implement, I think the difference is that when we have a coach is really going to look at, what did you learn? And then what are you going to do with it?
Right.
You know, what are you going to do with the one thing that you learned that's going to actually move you into action where that will produce the result that's going to get you towards your goal? Hmm. And so I think that's the difference. Really, a coach really holds you accountable to what's important to you.
Hmm. So, you know, earlier today, I was on set while you did an interview with Jared Moyer. Who is, I think he went from zero to
60 in 2 years.
60 transactions units, in yes. 2 years. And yes. What was that in gross sales volume? Something like
about 14 million.
14 million, yes, from yes. zero to 14 yes. million in 2 years, which is amazing. So I think it put money in his pocket.
It absolutely puts money in. We've just been able to see the agents that actually engage. I mean, every agent that comes, that joins Keystone Partners Group, Keller Williams offices, they have the benefit of a productivity coach. Mm-hmm. Whether they engage with the productivity coach or not is their choice. Mm-hmm. It's not like somebody's going to force you to sure. say, you know, you have to work with a coach. The coach is just part of the package that you're going to get.
Yeah.
Jared just chose to really engage and do the hard work. And I think that when you have someone that's really looking out for your best interest, mm-hmm. and really coaching, directing, training you in the direction of your goals, why wouldn't you engage? So the agents that engage really do. We've been tracking a lot of our numbers. They absolutely get into production a lot quicker. In fact, in Jared's case, he literally started writing contracts within the first month, and he was starting to get paid in 45 days. You know, in 2 months, he was already getting paid.
Sure.
Yeah.
I remember in the early days of my real estate career, I was working very, very hard.
Yeah.
And I had, maybe I didn't know what the path was, or I was on it sometimes and very quickly got off that path, not even understanding that I wasn't on the path that would lead me mm-hmm. to where I wanted to go. And I think it's so valuable from my perspective to have a coach to show you that path, to make sure that you remain on that path.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many agents that could be coached. But you as a coach, what kind of prerequisites do you have for someone that you'll coach? Is there something that you look for in an agent that says, wow, this person is somebody who is going to take coaching seriously and really make it work?
You know, every agent in real estate, agents are independent, and they get into real estate for three reasons, right? Freedom. Mm-hmm. You know, flexibility, a lot of flexibility. We, you know, real estate affords a lot of flexibility. And then the financial gain, because in real estate, there's a huge potential and opportunity to be able to earn a good income.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, you know, a lot of agents would have that freedom and flexibility and not get the financial gain. And that's because of not having that discipline. So I think the agents that are disciplined, I think the agents that really have a big burning desire to succeed, I think an agent who, you know, have commitments to their family, who has a personal growth, a personal achievement goal, I think those agents, it's really easy to see. They're going to show up. You know, we'll do an initial consultation when they first get started, do business plan, you know, really find out what their needs are. You know, what is it that's going on with them that caused them to get the real estate license, and where they, what kind of success they would like to see. So we'll help create the plan. Now, whether they show up or not is really on to them, as much as the productivity coach will have a schedule for one-on-one coaching, group coaching, training, such as Ignite, our foundational program through Keller Williams. And we have top-notch agents teaching it. And the productivity coach coordinates that, oversees the program, not necessarily teaches it all. However, the accountability piece in building their database, practicing scripts, the productivity coach is very active in supporting the activities that are going to produce the results, that's going to get them to the appointments, that's really going to get them ready for a listing consultation. So I really think it's going to be the agent that really has fire in the belly, as I always call it, you know, what's driving them.
So someone with a big why and commitment to their goals
right.
and a desire to grow.
That's right.
Great. And as an agent's being coached, how does being coached affect their productivity in a positive way? What interaction do they have with the coach that will affect their productivity?
Well, the productivity coach really will look at the activities on a daily basis, on a weekly basis.
What kind of activities?
And the activities would be whether they're connecting. You know, connecting with their sphere of influence, building their database, tracking, you know, are they growing? You know, we really talk with our productivity coaches. Our goal is that the agents will have between 100 and 200 agents in their, 100 to 200 people in their database as quickly as possible. That's going to give them a base for who to work with. Very quickly. So we'll explore all the different ways that they can lead generate to be able to start, you know, really getting an appointment very quickly. In fact, you know, I remember when I was coaching, I had an agent, my goal was to be able to get them to payday as quickly as possible. And I had a gentleman that I met even before they got their license. So we actually do that as well. We'll encourage people to come to our information sessions where our office manager and the productivity coach would be there, maybe even somebody from the office who's part of the growth committee, and share about what we do to help our agents succeed. And so once we have that initial contact, we will even talk about how quickly they can get to payday when they, you know, join Keller Williams and Keystone Partners Group. So I think I was able to get someone to payday in 45 days of them getting their license.
That's amazing. Really quickly, how long do you coach someone?
So with our programs, with Keller Williams, Keystone Partners Group productivity coaching programs, we have a design where the agents have the benefit of working with the productivity coach from zero to 70 to 100,000 in gross commission income.
And that's at the point where they're at 100% commission for their year.
That's right. Wow. In our structure, that is 100%. So unlike perhaps you know, some models that might be out there where they may have mentoring for 2-3 transactions.
Yeah, I remember the old-fashioned model
where you
had somebody for a couple transactions
and
they were a full-time agent, right?
Yes.
And when they had time, they helped you.
That's right. Even at Keystone Partners Group, that's what we had. We had like a mentoring program, and we really realized coaching being a very important aspect of success.
When was that switch from mentorship to coaching inside KPG?
That was 2007, and Keystone Partners Group got started in 2001. I joined Keystone Partners Group in 2004. And so really between 4 and 7, I experienced the mentoring that was going on in the market centers in our offices. So we really switched that to coaching.
Right. So there's been a structured coaching program with professional coaches in this organization for 12 years.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Where this is something that in many companies are just starting to think about that.
Yes.
And I think that's very forward thinking of you.
Yeah. Well, we failed forward a lot. I mean, I had a couple of productivity coaches that we identified a few people, and they were within our offices who had been very, very successful in real estate. And, I met with them and discussed the opportunity of another path. Mm-hmm. And that was the coaching path. And I'm very grateful because they took that on. We learned a lot of things together. We attended a lot of events. Through Keller Williams, there's a program called Coaching Skills Camp. Mm-hmm. I'm forever grateful to Diana Kokoska in that all the different things that I've learned in terms of how to become a better coach, it's ongoing.
You've been there a few times, haven't you?
Yes, I attended Coaching Skills Camp nine times actually. Wow. With Advanced Coaching Skills Camp. Mm-hmm. I really find that I'm very drawn to coaching. And so the events are, for me, taking my skills to the next level. For productivity coaches, we've had successful real estate businesses. Mm-hmm. And now, it's learning the coaching skills. It's learning leadership skills. It's for us to really grow into becoming better leaders and better coaches. Mm-hmm. So what I do with a lot of the productivity coaches today is focus on that. Focus mm-hmm. on our coaching skills. We have the real estate skills. Of course, we're always ongoing in what's happening with the mm-hmm. market, so we can coach our agents to what's current mm-hmm. and what's coming.
Right.
But I get very excited when I see... I have a coach that's been working with me, Jason Drissel. He's been with me from almost the very beginning, mm-hmm. And he's been 9-10 years already. Mm-hmm. He's been a productivity coach, and it's been a wonderful journey.
Yeah, I want to make a connection because I'm thinking about how amazing the opportunity is for an agent who is looking at real estate to come to a introduction to the industry and have an opportunity to speak to a coach that would be the coach, literally, that would coach them from day one to the point where they're having a six-figure income. And that's provided by a company that's the number one real estate company in the world.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. I am so grateful that coaching was introduced to me actually, from the very beginning at an event. And I just really encourage people to look at coaching and the options that they have because it's truly an investment in themselves.
Let's talk about a coach's life, the world of a coach in your organization. Should that coach who decides to take on that role expect to do this exclusively or do they expect to do other things as well? What are your thoughts on that?
Just like anything, I think when you focus on lots of different things, the results are not so great. Mm. And so when a coach, the productivity coach is full time and really focused on serving the agents, looking at the success of the agents, we have productivity coaches who are coaching 60 plus agents in our offices.
In your opinion, Yusha, what are the primary responsibilities of a professional coach in your organization?
It's just as important as any of the leadership in the office. Mm-hmm. The productivity coach is included at every aspect. Mm-hmm. The office manager, in our case, the team leader. Mm-hmm. The productivity coach works very closely. It's like the co-pilot,
Right.
It's very synergistic. The productivity coach works very closely with the market center administrator, the agent services coordinator, the director of first impressions. And I always encourage the productivity coaches to really get into relationship with the agent leadership council mm-hmm. and really be there for a lot of the agents, not necessarily, supporting every single, they do support everyone. However, their charge is the agents in coaching. So it is a leadership role. It is, we have a lot of events and monthly meetings at the Team Leadership Forum. The productivity coach is included in that. Really, it's the interdependent model. I'm very grateful to Keller Williams with that structure that we have. And the productivity coach is a huge part of that.
So they're part of the office, clearly. Yes, absolutely. And it's a synergistic team that is supporting the agent, the point person for the newer agent being a productivity coach. How about their relationship with the agents and their activities with the agents? What are the most important responsibilities they have in that relationship?
The relationship is really getting very connected. You know, the PC, as we call them, you know, the PC is really connected in that as soon as the agent gets started, and sometimes even before, the productivity coach 100%. Would actually be the person who would actually get them started with the contracts. They would do an initial consultation. They would do business planning, lay out the 100-day plan in terms of what their goals are, what's most important, and then also create a schedule. One of the things that we really like to make sure we do is to coach them to creating a schedule. You know, if it's not on your schedule, it doesn't exist. So if you don't have coaching appointments on your schedule, chances are that that's not going to happen. If you don't have lead generation on your schedule, chances are it's not going to happen. So we really coach to the agents having a schedule. The responsibility for a productivity coach would be the one-on-one coaching appointments, the group coaching, working very closely with the rest of the leadership to make sure that the training is offered for that foundational level as well.
Now, I know, I understand that the Ignite training, for instance, in your organization runs over a period of time. Does the productivity coach have a responsibility in inside that program on a, from a training perspective as well as coaching?
One of our requirements for the productivity coach is to utilize that program. It is 12 sessions with, it's a month, you know, it's designed to be every other day with support sessions on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And the productivity coach is a big part of that to make sure that the agents build their skills and their systems by utilizing a lot of the tools that we have at Keller Williams that each agent has, you know, at their fingertips. And so, but within a month, they, any agent that really commits to doing the assignments will have production and will have some great systems for their ongoing success for real estate.
You know, it's said that, you know, education without application is just entertainment, and habit is oftentimes the defining factor in success. What habits an agent creates and maintains. Are there other habits that you feel a coach develops and creates within the people that they coach that are effective?
It's really important that we really help our agents to see themselves as a real estate professional. And, you know, there are times when an agent comes in and they don't really understand that that's going to be a big part of it. So we'll really work on their mindset. You know, a lot of the coaching is going to be around their mindset about how they're thinking. You know, how they think will determine how they act. And how they take action on things will determine their results. So a lot of our coaching could be assignments for them to really look at the identity that they have. You know, are they seeing themselves as a real estate professional? And if not, what can they work on? How can they build that muscle? How can they build that habit of them really seeing themselves being a listing agent, being really competent with listings?
You know, you have a lot of experience with this, obviously. What percentage of success is mindset, in your opinion?
It's everything. 95% of success is mindset. So really, you know, for a real estate agent, we can teach you all the skills and everything. However, if your mindset is you've got limiting thinking around scripts, practice, or the language of sales.
Mm-hmm. Or lead generation.
Lead generation. It's really important that we work with them around the beliefs that they have. And if the beliefs are not serving them, what could they do to shift them to so that they're empowering beliefs? Mm. And so as a coach, we would really help them look at that and help them self-discover that the beliefs that they had prior to coming into real estate, they may need to shift them so that they can shift them into the empowering beliefs that would get them to actually start taking action, like lead generation, like scripts practice, peer partnering, really practicing a lot of their consultations so that when they're in front of a client, they have a lot more confidence than just going out there and winging it.
Yeah, I'm thinking back to some of the people that I've met who have been part of your coaching staff, and one comes to mind who had a tremendous production history. It was a $35 million plus producer, and she decided to follow the path of a coach and was a coach with your organization for 5+ years.
Eight years.
And I mean, obviously, for someone to go from a business that's generating a gross sales volume of $35 million to a coaching role. Right. Clearly, there must be some kind of upside and win for the coach financially as well as from a fulfillment perspective, which I'm sure is a big thing. What are your top end coaches? What do you think that it's possible for them in terms of compensation?
You know, in 2007, when we launched this there, you know, we laugh today about some of the lean years that we had. And yet that was the case in many people's instances. And so today I have some...
It was in my instance.
Yeah, today yes. We have some productivity coaches with six-figure income. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, even a bigger potential opportunity as we continue at Keystone Partners Group to look at additional ways that the productivity coach can have a win. You know, I always talk about the PCs that are on my team. How can everyone have a win? You know, so if they're not having a win, then I need to make sure that I look at what's happening with our structure. However, it's been really, really great to see that we've been able to put together a program and a package that is allows the productivity coach to have a win.
Clearly attractive. You've kept people working with you for long, long periods, yep. And a lot of them are very fulfilled. I think which would lead me to another question. In your opinion, what do you feel that most of your coaches believe is the most fulfilling part of what they do?
A lot of them, they have a big, one of their... a lot of them would say it's contribution. They really have a big need for contribution. And while they had their real estate businesses, they were serving their clients. This is also a way to really have a legacy of looking at how we would be able to coach agents that would be the future of real estate. You know, agents coming into the business in today's market would be the future leaders of mm-hmm. the real estate industry. And I get really excited about that because, one, with the productivity coach, we can really raise the level of professionalism in our industry. And two, how awesome that we could say, you know what, I coached that person and they're a leader in the industry and serving our community.
That's exciting. Yeah. Do you think there are also opportunities for leaders in the world of becoming a coach?
There's a lot of opportunities. I really think that coaching has become much more popular than it ever was. Mm-hmm. You know, even just 10 years ago, I think coaching, being able to have coaching skills, you can have opportunities to coach in a lot of different areas. I know one of the coaches that we have, he's been able to utilize a lot of his skills for coaching kids. And so, you know, for the future, he has a big vision of being able to do that at a higher level. So I think it's great that, you know, his vision of that would one day be fulfilled. I know he still coaches kids now. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, that would be a great opportunity for him too.
Mm. Obviously, Keystone Partners Group is a very dynamic and growing organization.
Yes.
As that grows and you continue to hire additional productivity coaches as a part of that, what kind of qualities do you think you'll be looking for in those people? What kind of background and traits?
Definitely someone who has had a successful real estate career. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really important for me that they're learning-based, that mm-hmm. they're growth-focused, that they're passionate about their personal growth, that they are constantly learning for professional growth, that they're excited about learning coaching skills, leadership skills, that they're a responsible person, and that it would be someone who would be able to work as part of a team.
Mm-hmm. Do you look more in terms of what people intend to do in the future or maybe a track record of having been in that place before?
You know, I really think that we have people who have so many skills. So it really is looking for someone who has those skills and then, you know, taking that to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what strengths do you look for when you're considering someone as a potential coach in your organization?
It's really important that a coach would see every single agent as having the potential to succeed. Mm-hmm. When a coach goes into judgment, it's really hard to help someone. So
being in curiosity.
Staying in curiosity and having the best interest for the agent, what their path would be, is one of the most important things. And to be able to really, you know, help them find their true potential within themselves. I really think that we all have gifts within ourselves. And a great coach is going to be able to identify them and to be able to shine the light on those gifts mm-hmm. and help the person understand that they can utilize them to be able to you know, really blow it up for themselves so that they have a good career and a good future for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let's assume that someone in our audience is saying, wow, I really want to pursue this. And they decide to follow that path and they are found to be a good match and they find themselves to be a coach with you. What would they expect in terms of short-term training for themselves to become who they need to be exceptional at what they do?
We have such a great opportunity at Keystone Partners Group. I'm able to have a structure now, and I did fail forward, and it continues to get better. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I will work with the productivity coach. I have a 100-day plan. We also have ongoing support. We utilize the game book and the playbook from Keller Williams International. So we'll look at all that, and then we also have... With the 9 coaches, what's really great is that...
Can I stop you? You said something about a playbook and a game book.
Yes.
Could you go back to that? Because I'm not sure I understand what that is.
Well, at Keller Williams International, Diana Kokoska, when she launched the coaching programs to support the productivity coaches throughout the country, you know, there's a game book that's written for the productivity coaches. So everything is in the game book about what to do in terms of success for a productivity coach.
A master plan for that role.
A master plan. Mm-hmm. And then there's a playbook for the agents. So the agents would be able to follow a lot of the details of what's required to build that foundation. And so the productivity coach would work with the agent following mm-hmm. that playbook.
Well, that's mm-hmm. really cool. Yeah. So they have a book, and the agent that they're coaching has a book, and
that's
they're kind
right.
of related between the two, and
that's
it gives
right.
them a really clear path.
That's right.
Nice.
Yes. And of course, for the productivity coach, I have... the training for the productivity coach, a brand new productivity coach getting started with me, I would work with them regarding what we have. And of course, we have existing programs. However, we have started new offices. We just recently started an office in New Jersey. And so that program just got started, and the productivity coach is in the launch phase of it. My role is to be able to make sure that I support him with a lot of the different things that's required. One, to be able to work with the team leader in building that program. And in fact, we already have about 25 people. And two, how does he really structure his business so his time blocked to be able to take care of the agents with the initial consultations, the one-on-one, the power-ups, the power days for lead generation, all of those things. I'll support them with a lot of those activities.
Yeah.
And we then also have one-on-one scheduled appointments, group appointments. I do a mastermind session every Wednesday, a 30-minute session early in the morning where all my team gets together on the phone and we'll mastermind best practices for becoming a better coach.
Hmm. It sounds like you have a very structured and predictable outcome for those people that are a great match for that role.
Yes, and we also, on a monthly level, at Keystone Partners Group, we do a team leadership forum. Mm-hmm. And that really, at that event, the team leaders, which is the manager for each office, the productivity coach, the market center administrator, everyone gets together with the leadership of Keystone Partners Group. At that time, we would really look at where we are with each office. We'll celebrate some really great victories. I'm really excited because this year, last year, we were able to serve, we did about, 600 units.
Wow.
And 100 million in volume with 3 million in gross commission income. And we were able to help 300 agents. And we're on track to double that.
Wow. 3 million in gross commission income with newer agents.
Yes.
That's amazing. Yes. Congratulations.
Yes.
You know, I'm curious if someone in our audience were saying to themselves, wow, I'd like to kind of get more information on becoming a coach or explore that a little. I'm assuming they could message you to your attention through the Keystone Partners Group website.
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. That's a great way to connect with me. And any questions, you know, regarding coaching, if that would be an option for them to if questions, concerns, I'm very excited. I collaborate with a lot of people nationally. So they could even, I mean, if they were looking for opportunities elsewhere, I may be able to connect them to the right people. I'm very well networked throughout the world of productivity coaching. Mm-hmm. And so I know I've been able to do that in the past and certainly can do that again. And any agent who has questions about, the productivity coaches, they can absolutely contact me and I'd be more than happy to help them.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, as your guest host and one of the operating partners of Keystone Partners Group, along with you, I'd certainly like to thank you for giving me the opportunity to ask you about your world in this way. I've learned a lot. I'm sure that our audience has learned a lot about coaching and becoming a coach and how that dynamic works. And even though I have been actually married to you for 29 years, I've learned an enormous amount that I actually didn't know about some of the things that your coaches do and that you do that makes your world such an interesting and fulfilling place. So thank you for letting me chat with you today on your own show, Misha. Been my pleasure.
It's been my pleasure. And for everybody listening, I absolutely recommend coaching and getting on the path.
Yeah. So for our audience, again, it's been a wonderful thing to have you as our guests today on The Path, sponsored by Keystone Partners Group. And we welcome you to join us again shortly as we continue to explore the path that is followed by those that go from zero to hero in very short periods of time.